Okay, we're doing Sefer Amidot. We're doing Shaar Adat, the sixth chapter, page Nuntet. We're at the bottom of the page. There's another copy up here if anyone wants. The Duvna Magid had explained that recognition of truths, the gain of intellect, can stem from one of three sources, either from within oneself, or from hearing it from someone else, or from discovering it, from research. And he said that in order to accept a truth from someone else, you have to believe that person. And he said when we talk about trusting someone else, when we talk about believing someone else, that too can be divided into three sections, three types. Ha'emunah b'mashmia, believing he who makes something heard, or he who teaches something, he nitchalekit b'vnei adam nishlosha chalakim. That can be divided among men into three components. You have a guy who he believes anything you tell him. Anything people say, he believes. He hears, he listens, and he accepts. And he doesn't bother analyzing who's the one talking, or what's being said. Does it really make sense to believe it or not? You have a guy, he's surfing the web, and suddenly, ding, 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 you're the millionth customer. He gets an email. You know, my name is Mr. Zawingdadi. I'm stuck here and I have millions of dollars. I'm just looking for someone to transfer through their bank account. You know, all kinds of people. They don't bother thinking, do I know who's talking to them? Does what's being said make sense? No. They accept whatever anyone tells them. So that's one type of person. That's the trait of the fools. The foolish people, you know, they believe anyone. Kemama, like the verse says, Peti Yamin Lechol Davar, a fool believes anything. Ukvar Izira Torah Teora, and our pure Torah already warned us, Shelon Amin et Abal Yistor Davar Midibrei Torah VaMitzvot. The Torah warns us, don't believe anyone that's coming to contradict something from the Torah. Gamim Yerui LaAmin Bo. Even if the person is someone who ordinarily you would believe, Ki Yiten Oto Mofet Al Dvarav, maybe he could do a miracle, maybe he could give a sign, Kemamar, as the Torah said in this past week's parasha, don't listen to that prophet or that dreamer. For God is testing you. To know, do you really love God with all your heart and soul? So, the first type of person, he believes anyone. We said, one of the ways of attaining knowledge is by listening to what someone else tells you. Well, he says, to listen to everyone is stupid. Don't be stupid. Shouldn't believe everyone. Shini, you know, there was once a guy who sat, he sat with an investment broker, and the guy explained to him why the investment made sense, and he went through a whole long speech. And in the end, I asked the guy, I said, you know, if this guy's so smart, and he's saying he could double your assets in a year, why is he talking to you? You know, if he could really do it, why does he have time to talk to you? Ask yourself. So, when he put the guy on the spot, the guy said, well, you think money grows on trees? Think it's so easy? You think I could really just double your money in a year? Well, that is what you told him when you were selling him the pitch, right? When you wanted him to invest with you, that's what you're saying. Now that it's not working out the way you promised him, suddenly you're singing a different tune. So Chazal warned us, it's stupid to believe anyone. Those of you who were with me last year when we went to buy Lulavim and Estrogim, so we went to the market, and I always ask, do you have a Heksher? So the guy tells you, I'm telling you, it's from this orchard, and it's kosher, and then he looks at you with a straight face and says, you don't trust me? So those of you who were with me last year know what I said. I said, you want to lend me 100 shekel? So the guy says, why should I lend you 100 shekels? So I look at him and I say, you don't trust me? I don't understand. I'm supposed to trust you with my 100 shekel for your esrog, that it's a kosher esrog and it's from a good orchard. And I'm supposed to trust you, so you trust me, no problem. I'll buy the esrog, but lend me 100 shekel. Ah. So, what?
Did you buy it from him?
No. So, the first type of person, he believes anyone, and that's not what the Torah wanted us to do. And even someone who you would ordinarily believe, he's got a long white beard, and he's a rabbi, and he does a miracle. He makes the night appear in the middle of the day. Well, if he tells you something against the Torah, then the Torah says, kill him. He's not telling you the truth. He's a false prophet. I did a miracle. Okay. So we don't have an answer why, how he managed the miracle. At the end of the day, the Torah says he ain't telling the truth. Okay, so that's one type of acceptance from others. Shenit, then you have a second type of acceptance from others. Adam Ksheolef, you have someone who's the exact opposite. He's stubborn. Sheino ma'amin l'shum davar, he's never going to believe anything. You tell him it's night, he looks at his watch, he looks out the window, he takes the internet and checks what time they tell him, what time zone he's in, he's not convinced. Kamo paro, an example of this is Pharaoh, sheikshat levavo, he hardened his heart, kamachar otot moftim dolim. Moshe makes the greatest miracles, he takes Pharaoh's god and turns it to blood, he takes their god of fertility and shows them he controls the frogs, and one after another he shows them that God's in control and not all the gods that they believed in, and Pharaoh's got a hard heart. Adashon nigda keren tifarton. You know, stubbornness leads a person to destruction. You see, all the glory of the Egyptian empire was uprooted. Evrato geono. All his pride, all his anger, everything was uprooted. Sheono v'amono nichna levavo ha'arel v'kibel ha'emunah. Only after he lost everything, then his uncircumcised heart was willing to be subservient and accept what the truth that he was being told. So here Moshe comes all along and he tells him a very simple point and he proves it to him time and again that God is running the show, but he's stubborn. So that's the second type of person, the opposite extreme. And that's a bad trait too. You're not supposed to be stubborn. If they're illustrating to you, they're proving it to you, they're showing it to you, what are you being stubborn for? They're the people who are called strong-hearted. Kanemar be'achaz, as it says about the Jewish king, Achaz, sha'alecha'ot mi'im Hashem elokecha ha'amek shela ha'agbeha lemala. The prophet Isaiah, Yeshaya, comes to his cousin, Achaz, who's the Judean king, and he tells him, ask for a sign. God wants you to believe. And God says, you tell me what miracle you want, I'll do it. So the Navi comes to the king, and tells him, I want you to stop being a pagan, and God has given you an offer no one else has gotten, you know. Once in history, God says to man, ask, what do you want? Just tell me, I'll give you the sign. Vayomer Achaz, and what is Achaz? The wicked answer. Achaz says, Lo eshal velo anaseh Hashem. I don't want to see a sign. I'm not going to test God. So that's a hard heart. You know, it's like people often say, if you'll only explain to me one question that I have, I'll keep all the mitzvot. So then you tell them, okay, when do you want to sit down for a cup of coffee and discuss the question? And then people say, I don't have time, you know, it's too complicated, you'll never be able to answer it, all kinds of answers. So Achaz has an offer from God, and he says, no thanks, God.
But wasn't Pharaoh only really stubborn for what, the first five maybe plagues? You can't really hold it against him because Hashem specifically deliberately hardened his heart.
It's a good question. Some achlokas Rishonim had to understand that, but okay. So we'll say the first five. Fine. That tan kvar mevo'ar, and the logic behind this is already understood. The verse says, "Im lo ta'aminu ki lo ta'aminu." If you don't believe, it's because you're not trustworthy. Now, this is one of those lines in the Sefer Amidos where I'm very scared, because he quotes a pasuk that's a very difficult pasuk to understand, and he says, and this is the logic behind everything I'm telling you. So what does he mean to say? So I think his pshat is as follows. But again, this is my own understanding of what he's saying. If you have a guy, and you tell him, you know, it's 8:48 right now. And he says, wait, let me check. And he checks his watch, and he checks the atomic clock, and he does a million different checks. So you have one guy who's like that, because he's neurotic, he's got a problem. And then you have another guy who's like that for a very different reason. You know, imagine you ask your roommate, do me a favor, my parents are downstairs, and I gotta give them 100 shekel. I have to be up here for a very important phone call. Could you take this and bring it down to my parents? And your roommate says, no problem, but let's first write a contract that you gave me 100 shekel. You know, we're talking about 1 second. He's going from the room down to give it to the parents at the car, right? So he says, wait, let's just write a contract that you gave me 100 shekel. What's possibly behind that? Why doesn't... Or let's take a reverse situation where you're the guy and your roommate says, I want you to bring this down to my parents. Do you mind? I have to stay up here. I'm waiting for an important phone call. And you say, sure, no problem. And he says, just sign the dotted line that you accepted 100 shekel from me before you go and bring it down to my parents. That's a more accurate example. Why do you think he's saying that? But why doesn't he trust
he's
you?
Not trustworthy.
Oh, because that's the type of person he is. We tend to view others the way we ourselves are. The more we know about ourselves that we are slime, the more we're worried the other guy is slime. And I think that's pshat in what he's saying here. Im lo ta'aminu. If you don't believe in me, Hashem says, if you're like Paro, where everything you say, well, maybe, and I don't buy it, and I don't believe it. Why is it? Kilote amenu, because you cannot be trusted. How many times does Paro promise us and say, I'll send them out, I promise. That's it, no more games. This time they're going for sure. Moshe, don't worry. And every time he's a liar. And maybe that's why Paro can't connect to their Ribono Shel Olam. Meaning there's a truth that's being spelled out before him, but he's not willing to hear it. Why is a person not willing to hear the truth? Because he is so distant from truth himself. In order to connect with the truth that's external to us, there has to be truth within us. So the pasuk that he quotes, in lo ta'aminu, if you won't believe, if you have a problem with your emunah, if you're finding yourself that it's very hard for you to connect to any truth in the Torah, then you have to know, ki lo ta'aminu. It's because there's a problem with your trustworthiness yourself. What type of person are you? So we had two examples. One guy, he believes everything. That's not good. Then there's another guy who won't believe anything. That's not good. So these two that we mentioned, says the Magid Miduvno, you should know they're both bad. This isn't the way God wants us to behave. And now, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time we'll pick up with his description. Okay, so how do you know when do you believe other people? When do you accept what someone else says? And that's Be'ezrat Hashem where we'll pick up next time.